Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. There's always a first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his, God's, righteousness. And all these other things, personal, domestic, biological, secular, will be added unto you if you do that. Will be added by God. And what God adds, he gives it, and he takes care of it for you. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the most important vital desire, cry, mindset for us to have. The first thing in your life always is to be not just ourselves, not just our needs, not just our healing, not just our domestics, not just our bios, not just our occupation, secular, but it's God. For God and for your God-assigned set men, the ministry he's over, and your God-assigned purpose with the people of God in that ministry, and what has God has called you to do there. Most important thing of all, Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Now, what does God first require of thee? What is it? Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now Israel, man of God Moses, and now Israel, we're the new Israel, grafted in Christians. And now, O Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear, respect, honor the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve him, serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy being. What does he require of thee? The word sha'al. What does he demand of you? What does the Lord thy God desire of thee? Wish for thee? Pray for thee? What does he require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God.
Yes,
fear the Lord thy God. Respect him very highly. To love him. And to walk in all of his ways. To walk in all of his ways. To walk. Move along in all of his ways.
Yes,
and to love him. Have affection for him. And to serve him. Work for him. Labor for him. Become a servant. He requires that you serve him. To serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. All thy soul. A soul is a breathing creature. So with all thy breathing as that creature.
Yes, sir.
With all that you breathe after. So with all your mind, with all your emotion, with all your will, with all everything about you.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. Mark 12 and 30, Jesus comes along and he repeats this again. And thou shalt, and he'll add something to it, but man of God, Moses was saying the same thing. Mark 12, 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And this is the first and foremost commandment, period. Every day you breathe. That's what he commands. First of all, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength.
Amen.
All the strength you have. This is the first commandment. It's the first, the middle, and the foremost commandment, period. First of all, chiefest of all. It's the best thing God said before beginning and former, before you do anything. This is the first commandment. This is the first thing I give you a charge. In other words, God said, this is the first thing I require of you, every breath you draw, is to love me first with all of your being.
Amen.
Period. You can't love anything more than God. He says, it's my first commandment.
Yes,
you can't love anybody more than me, he said. You can't focus on anybody more than me. You can't spend time with anybody more than you do with me. You're supposed to be talking to God all the time. You see? Now, Jesus said we are to love everyone, everything, much, much, much less than Him. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said we are to love everyone and everything much, much, much less than God. Luke 14, 25. And there was a great multitude that followed Him, and He turned and said, He said, if any man come after me, here you are trying to follow me around. If any man come after me, if any man come after me, and hate not his father, hate not his mother, hate not his wife, hate not his children, hate not his brothers, brethren, sisters, yea, in his own life, he cannot be my disciple. He does not really belong to me. So if any man come after me, follow me, and hate not, this word hate is the word missio, hatred, detest them, love them so much less than me that it persecutes them if they don't understand me. They'll get also offended, hateful, and become hateful to you. If they don't love God themselves, they'll feel persecuted, and they'll feel like I'm being hateful to them. So if any man hate not, love them so much less than God, you can't be mine. He cannot be, exist, and be my own disciple. He doesn't belong to me.
Amen.
So, likewise, whatsoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. He doesn't belong to me. Forsake all that you have. That doesn't mean you've got to go sell your car, sell your house, nothing. You've got to be in your heart that this is God's, and if he wants it, I give it to him. You don't put any house, you don't put any person, you don't put anything above God. In other words, no, God's bigger than all that I have. For I forsake it all for him, even though if I really am with him the way it is, he lets me keep it. Are you here? That makes sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Now, Matthew 6 records the words of Jesus concerning and explaining what is first. Matthew 6, God himself in flesh, records the words of Jesus concerning and explaining what is to be first. Matthew 6, 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. That doesn't mean you can't make money. Doesn't mean you couldn't save some money.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't have a house or a car. Right?
Yes, sir.
Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Lay not up for yourself. Don't amass. Don't lay up in store. Don't deposit for you. Don't amass. Don't reserve it. Don't lay up treasures. Don't keep it in store. Don't heap yourself together. It doesn't mean you couldn't save some money if you can. But is it your money or God's money? So treasures, thesaurizo, which gives us the word thesaurus. So a deposit of wealth to place and to put up. Lay not up, lay not, qualified in no wise and never. Don't lay up for yourselves treasures, thesaurus. The sorrows, deposits and wealth and treasure upon Epi. Don't let the earth superimpose what God gave you. Don't let upon the earth, don't let the earth dictate what happens to what God gave you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures in the earth. What God gives you, God in you, and maybe advisors around you are the ones that should know what to do. Lay not up for yourselves treasures in the earth.
Yes,
treasures upon the earth. Upon, in order, upon the earth. The gay, the whole terra firma. Everything about it. Whole terrain, globe, and its occupants. Earthly, worldly, everything's in the world. Where, in whatever location, whithersoever, moth and rust. Moth. A moth will come and eat your clothes in a closet if you don't have mothballs. Moths, a moth will do that. That's what they know to do, you see. and where rust. This word rust, the Greek says eating. Rust eats something away. I know what rust does to a car. It'll eat the floorboard out. It'll eat the quarter panels out. It'll eat the bottom of the door out. Eat part of the quarter panel out. Eat the bottom of the fender out. What are you saying? If you lay up things in store upon the earth, and God's not first, then he said moths and rust is going to get it. It's going to eat up what you have. Hallelujah. You're going to do it. You hear it, somebody? Where moth and rust eats away, destroys, eating, doth corrupt. It renders it very unapparent. You don't even look like it used to look. It consumes it. It causes it to disappear and be destroyed. Part of that fender, part of this will disappear. It's eaten away. It'll be destroyed, disfigured. Some of it vanishes away, it's corrupted, and it perishes. And where? So don't lay up, if you lay up treasures on the earth for yourself and all that, on and on and on. Moth and rust and thieves, stealers, thieves, break through. They penetrate burglariously, like a burglar. Are you listening?
Yes,
they come in and steal and break through is what they do. You can't do that. Where thieves break through and steal, the devil will steal from you. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven.
Amen.
Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Lay up, amass, reserve, treasures, the sorrows, a deposit, denoting fixed place right there in heaven. Heaven, the abode of God. Christianity is all that right there. Ouranos, the Greek word. Lay up for treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is.
Yes,
for where your treasure is. For where, whatever place your treasure is, there your deposit is, your time, there will your heart be also. Your cardia. Your heart, your thoughts, your feelings, your mind, your whole being inside will be also. And look what he says the next time. The light of the body is the eye. Lay not up for this treasures on the earth, but lay up treasures in heaven, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
For because, he said, I said all that to preface all that. The light of the body is the eye.
Right.
The light of you is the eye.
Yes, sir.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
The light. For the light of the body is the eye. For the light, the lamp, the illuminator, the candle, the light of the body, the sound whole, the whole entire spirit, soul, body, the whole person, is the eye. Ophthalmos, like ophthalmology, ophthalmos. It's the eye, it's the vision. And also it's the sight. And this word eye here also means envy from a jealous side glance. In other words, what are you jealous about? What do you envy more than anything? What do you pursue more than anything? Well, that's going to be the light of you.
Amen.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you pursue, wherever it is, that's the light of you that you follow. You got it, everybody?
Yes.
Well, the light of the body, the vision, the eye, the sight, the light of the body is the eye. The light of the body is the eye. What is my focus? God said, you shall love the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, mind, strength, on and on. This is the first, foremost, most important commandment. So what kind of light is leading me? The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if therefore thine eye, thy jealous side glance, thy eye, thy sight, thy vision, thy illuminator, be, exists, very emphatically, and if it has been, single. Therefore, if thine eye be single, well, you've got two eyes, physically.
Yes, sir.
But my inner eye, that looks out my physical eyes, if my inner eye be single, loves the Lord thy God with all my heart. That's the first commandment. What he says is first my life. Here?
Yes, sir.
So, if thine eye be single, If it be folded together, if it be totally focused, first by what God commanded, middle by what God commanded, last by what God commanded, if it be single, if it be, the Greek says, if it be clear, nothing hindering my first allegiance to God, nothing, and nothing from a side glance pulling me over here. If thine eye be single, clear, folded together in God, if my eye be single, Jesus said, if your eye be single, thy whole, that's that word halos again, not pos, halos, thy whole, all complete, in extent, amount, time, and degree, every degree about you, your whole, every bit throughout and all together, your whole body, your whole person shall be, exist, and be very emphatically full of light. Your whole body is going to be full of light. Very, very well illuminated by God. Transparent, they can see God in you. Full of light, it can be bright. You see? Thy whole body shall be full of light. You cannot have, your whole body can't be full of light if God's not first, always. Then the man of God and the ministry and the people of God, God has given you. And your domestic, biological, they're supposed to be in there with you. All of you are supposed to be in relationship with all those dimensions. Divine, spiritual, ministry, domestic, biological, the whole thing. But not today. Not today. Most, they live for themselves. What I can get, look what I have, look what I have, look what I have, look what I have. If thine eye be single, folded together, God's first. Middle, last, always. Man of God, ministry, and the people of God, your real kin, my nearest, my dearest, my closest. It's not my biologicals and not my domestics. There's something higher than that. You see?
Yes, sir.
Anybody see that?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if thine eye be single, your whole body, your whole person shall be, exist, and be very emphatically full of light. Full of light. But adversatively, adversive and but if thine eye be evil. Somebody said, I don't drink, don't smoke, don't curse, don't do this, whatever it is. Are you listening?
Yes,
well, that there's more evil things than that too. I don't do that. But if thine eye, thy ophthalmos, thy vision, thy sight, envy out of order, on and on and on, if thine eye be, and this word be right here is a word O in the Greek, a sign of a vocative case as a note of exclamation. In other words, God said, it be, exclamation. If thine eye be evil, poneros. If it be hurtful, is your eye hurting you? Is your life hurting you? Hear me? Is your life hurting you? Is your life hurting your children? Did your life hurt your children? Did it? Yes or no? If thine eye be evil, if it be hurtful, is your focus hurting you? Did your focus hurt your children? If thine eye be hurtful, evil in effect and influence. How did you influence your children? Well, the influence that you influence them is what they're going to turn out to be. They will be the degree of influence that you put upon them. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
If thine eye be evil, if it be hurtful in effect and influence, if it be diseased with wrong thoughts, if it be guilty of not putting God first, guilty right here, the Greek. If it has blame, it didn't put God first, blame worthy, on and on and on. If it be all of that harmful, if God is not first in your life, if ministry is not after God, and God and ministry are one, you and your domestics and biological should be one too. You should be one in that dimension. Anybody hear that? You and your biological should be one in that dimension.
Yes, sir.
God and ministry, God, man of God, ministry, and people of God are one. Even though God sits at the top, but it's one. It's his family.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
it's God's family. God's family. So if thine eye be evil, then thy whole, complete, holos, all, extent, amount, time, degree, whole, ever, width, throughout, altogether, your whole being shall be full of darkness. If God is not first, if God's not first in your life, always, only and only He commanded, and if man of God and the ministry and the people of God that God gives you are not first, even before your domestics and biological, and then they are to come up in it, and their first is that too, before even their biologicals or domestic. If thine eye be evil, wrong influence, if it be evil, then you shall be full of darkness. You shall be opaque, neither hot or cold, spew you out of my mouth. Darkness, full of darkness, shadiness, darkness of error. If therefore the light that in thee be darkness. So if you hadn't put God first, and all that, and all your children, God's not first in their life, and all that kind of stuff, you missed it. You see?
Yes, sir.
So if your eye be saint, be evil, if it be evil, the whole body, the whole being is full of darkness, right? Therefore, the light that is in thee shall be darkness, all on and on and on, out of order. How great, interrogative pronoun, how great? How, which, what, whom? How great, how long is that darkness? How much darkness they have inside them? So how great is that darkness? It becomes very great. They live in sin all the time. No man can serve two masters. No man. No man can serve, can be a slave to, be in bondage voluntarily. I am God's slave. I'm God's servant. I volunteer to do that. That's in me to do that. I grew up like that. I saw men of God like that. I saw that. So that's the influence upon my life. The influence upon my life was not evil. It was good.
Yes,
clear focus.
Yes, sir.
No man can serve two masters. No man can serve two kurios, masters. Same word for Lord. Lord, supreme authority, only known controller. He will hate. He'll miss you. There's that word again. He will hate, he'll detest, he will love them so much less, be hateful. He'll hate the one he's supposed to hate and love the one he's supposed to love. If any man come after me and hate not his father, his mother, wife, children, brethren, sisters, yea, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. He does not belong to me. If any man hate not so-and-so, love them so much less than me, he cannot be my disciple. He can't learn from me. He can't be me. He does not belong to me. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So look at your children. Do they belong to God or not? Just be honest with you. They can say Jesus all they want to. Oh, no. If he's not first and all that, they don't belong to God. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So no man can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or he will hold to. He'll hold oneself opposite to. He'll adhere to. He'll care for. He'll hold fast, and he will support the other one. You see, he'll support, or he'll despise him. You hear that? No man can serve two masters. Either he will either hate the one, love the other, or he'll hold on to one and despise the other. Whoever you hold on to, you'll despise the other side. If you hold on to wrong, you despise God. If you hold on to God, you'll despise the wrong. You just won't have any part of it. You won't have any part of it. You just won't do that. You'll despise the other. You cannot. Two Greek words. Absolute negative and dunamai. You don't have the ability, it's not even possible for you to serve God. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Amen.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Mammon is money. But let me tell you what, mammon also is confidence. In my own confidence, in my own thoughts, in my own choice, in my own plan. Not only wealth and money, on and on and on. You can't serve God and serve money or serve what you have. Or be so infatuated with some person that doesn't belong to God. You don't belong to God if you do. So, therefore I say unto you, Jesus said, He said, I said all this to say this. Therefore, I say to you, take no thought for your life. Don't put your focus on you. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
Yes, sir.
I thank God every day I have this morning for the clothes I have on. I thank God when I look and I say, I thank you, Lord, we have this. I thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful. I come and look at this here. I'm so thankful for every seed, for all this. I'm so thankful. We need to eat and drink. Need to have money for groceries, yes. But don't let that be your focus.
Yes, sir.
So, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, shall drink, or for your body, what you shall put on clothes. Nice to have clothes. Nice to have good clothes. But don't let that be your focus. Is not your life more than meat, and the body more than the raiment you put on it? The Apostle Paul said, if you really, really, really belong to God, if he's really first and all, he said, my God, that you have helped me, you've helped me, you've helped me. He said, church, in Philippi, you've helped me, you give me this, you've given me when I didn't have, you furnished me what I need. You gave me money. He said, I want to tell you, the same God that through you has taken care of me shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You can have confidence in God to take care of you if you're taking care of him. But let him know every day that you depend on him.
Yes, sir.
Let him know every day you thank him for what he does and what he's given you. We thank you. I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
And for all those who make it possible and all those who give to make that possible.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus said, if thine eye be single, your whole body, your whole person shall be, exist, and be very emphatically full of light. Full of light. Your whole body can't be full of light if God's not first, always. Then the man of God and the ministry and the people of God, God has given you. Divine, spiritual ministry, domestic, biological, the whole thing. All of you are supposed to be in relationship with all those dimensions. God's first, middle, last, always. Anybody see that? If you don't do this, then Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple. You really don't belong to me. Period. See it, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.